You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is Stuck. Everyone gets stuck sometimes when you have a problem at work and then you just don't know what to do.
And we're here to help. I'm Damian Bazadonna from Situation.
And I'm Rochelle Pereira from Equilibrium. And when it comes to workplace problems, I'm usually by the book.
And I'm typically more from the gut.
My background is in consulting.
And I spent the last 17 years building a marketing company. And together, we want to help you get unstuck.
Each season is dedicated to a specific industry, and we're starting with the one that's right on our front doorstep, Broadway.
So we asked the Broadway community to send us interesting and challenging workplace dilemmas. And because this is a relatively small and vocal community where everyone knows everyone, our amazing producers, Katie and Peter, have heard their stories and will ask the questions on their behalf.
And once we hear the question, we only have 5 minutes to think about it before we weigh in and try to find a solution. These are not researched or edited responses, but rather instinctual answers built from our experience.
Let's do this.
I was chatting to Ellen, and she's a general manager, and we were talking about just how few women in leadership roles there are in many of the powerful organizations on Broadway. And that's not even addressing women of color in leadership roles. And she's just stuck because she is senior and she has an opportunity and she's trying to figure out how does she help to carve out a space or a path for women when there are so few role models. So, and she's positive, she's not down on it. She's doing some stuff. And one of the things that she currently does is if she gets an invite to something good and kind of prestigious, she makes sure that she invites a kind of mid-level manager who would never get the invite to come with her. And really, because she wants to show people, I endorse this person, I champion them. And that's one of the steps that she can take. But she just is looking for more. She wants to do more.
I love this question.
How did she get to where she is?
I think that when you get to something, you feel senior, you feel that it's part luck. And I was in the right place at the right time. So I think for many women, we don't have the confidence. I can join them with this, saying I did this, this, and this, and it's because I'm amazing. It's more like, I was in the right place at the right time, and I worked really hard.
Right. So it's not like, I received this, and then therefore I'll give that. She's like, I just looked out.
Yeah.
Right.
And so she's already trying to do what, so essentially her question is, how do I do more of what I'm doing, but even better?
Exactly.
Well, let's take a swing at it.
Cool.
Rochelle, you need to go first on this one.
No, you know what? This one, for some reason, this one's harder for me.
Why?
I don't know. This is something Katie and I debate a lot about this, women's leadership and promotion of women. And this is just one that I feel less sure of in terms of what's the right way. And maybe there is no right way. There's lots of ways. But I also grapple with this question myself of how to best support women, particularly to help them get into the C-suite. This is something that we want, but I just have a myriad of ideas, but not a clear point of view. So I want to hear from you, actually.
Well, first of all, I don't know if I'm my expertise on this topic, but simply being a male.
But you have a lot of women working in your agency.
I
do. And senior women.
I
so
do.
I think you do, actually.
I do. You could say that again.
Yeah.
You
have
a
lot
of that.
Women.
I'm proud of that. No, it's something I'm proud of that point. But I can't put myself in their shoes to understand necessarily their journey to get there. But what I will say is that how I view it is A, be vocal. Vocal on behalf of others, which I think is obvious, but not everyone is. So there are women in leadership roles that I think exactly what Ellen is doing, I think is fantastic. It seems on being vocal and asking questions to a podcast in which we're going to talk about it. I think that's step one. Second, I think is being collaborative. Collaborative in a way of I think show up at a lot of the leadership events, be present, because I think if there are not many women leadership roles in the industry of Broadway, then it's very important that you're present at those events to be represented. That means if you're not there, there's almost no representation of women in the room. And that's kind of a big step, but it's, I think, an important one. I think the idea of bringing in, instead of viewing yourself necessarily as the face of an idea, view yourself as an organizer of an idea. So building a collaborative group of folks that sort of support this thinking. I know there's a lot of men in the industry that recognize this idea of some of the disparities that exist. So I think kind of building a coalition of people who feel the same way that you do, and both celebrating it, but also kind of bring them into a fold, you can have a pretty substantial impact. So like one very tactical idea, don't sit on a panel if at least 50% of the people on the panel are not women. That is something you could do tomorrow. And as someone who produces a lot of events, I try to make the panels as diverse as possible. But if someone came and said that to me, I admire it. Doesn't mean I necessarily could always fulfill it. But it's a starting point to say, here's why I'm trying to do that. This is, and this is not the first time that I know other people that have done things like this. But I feel like there's a way in which you can embody it, you believe in it, but I think you need to be vocal about it and find other people that sort of feel the same way. And great ideas build off that energy.
Oh, you're such a feminist. I love
that. I really
am. I love that about you. I love that. I think that mentors, both formal or informal, are important. And not ones that are assigned to you, but people who want you to succeed. And it sounds like Ellen is that and could probably be that for more people, even maybe outside of her own company. You know, So if thinking about how to help to promote their skill development. But I would challenge Ellen to do more reflection on really how she got there. Because part of the big gap for me is the confidence gap, you know, or the, I can't remember what do we call it? Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, I don't really belong here. Oh, snap. And everybody's going to figure out that I have no idea what I'm doing. And everybody feels that way to a certain extent, but we know that women feel that more than men do. And the fact that Ellen thinks it's luck is kind of at the core of what that problem is. She has to go back to say, no, what am I really good at? What are my skill set? How did I develop that? How did I make sure that I was in the right room? And of course, there's an element of opportunity that sort of collides with her expertise. But I think the more that she's actually confident to say, actually, I earned this spot, will help her even better mentor other people to say, this is how you can earn that spot.
Yeah.
I will also say, with working with many, many women over the years, one of the gaps are like specific skill sets around strategy and financial acumen. So I think the more that also you can promote women within business to not only have creative skill sets or like social skill sets or things that we consider more of sort of like feminine skill sets. I don't, this even sounds like gross to say, but I think really making sure that there's like a strong business acumen to whatever the skill set that they're bringing to the business, I think will also help in promotion.
Yeah.
So this isn't to Ellen per se, but this is just from my own personal experience that I think in terms of moving forward with your own career is also looking at who your partners are outside of the workplace.
Okay.
And I'm not suggesting that like Ellen says this to her senior managers, but rather like the thing that's helped me is having a partner who's also 50-50 in this with me.
Yeah.
You know, that allows me to share in the domestic work, but also is like as invested in my career as I am, and vice versa into his. And I think that, you know, this is just to women out there in terms of how do you move to the next level, is really thinking about how do you balance your life outside of work to allow you like the time and attention to pursue your career, and who's around you that will support you to do that.
I think the who's around you part, I would just, again, as a male, and what I've seen over the years in the entertainment business as a whole, there are some people who are just never going to change, right? Like, so if I were a woman in this industry, I've seen meetings where men won't even look at a woman who's the leader. They'll look to, that could be the number two in the org chart. They'll look at the number two over the person who's actually heading the organization because she's a woman. I've seen some pretty outrageous things over the years. And that person is not going to change. I do not see that person changing. I don't know what happened to them as children, but they are who they are.
They had a bad relationship with their mother.
That just is not changing. I'm hard pressed to believe that's going to change. Maybe it is, but we're not going to be the ones changing it. So I think if for women, I think part of it is try to put yourself in as many environments where you have people who sort of share your values, are sort of not just fighting for you as much as saying they just believe that, sure, you should have a seat. Why would you not have a seat at the table? You know what I mean? That sort of sit in that environment that I think that gives you the higher probability for success. And it's hard to, I can't say it's easy to figure out exactly. You can't really pinpoint necessarily who those people are all the time. But many times if you are, there are a lot of men, particularly in the Broadway industry, I know who I think are amazing leaders. Who, if you can put yourself in the right environment, there's not saying there's nothing stopping you, but it's a better path to kind of be able to grow forward. And I think so some of the advice I would do if I were a senior leadership of women talking to juniors is it is important to sort of make sure your environment's that you feel like you can thrive in. If you're in an environment where you're feeling it, that you're less than, or you're feeling that you can't grow, you probably are in one.
But I disagree. This is where I disagree with you, because the majority of my career has been in male-dominated organizations.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think that it benefited me. So like in your situation of where the CEO is talking to the number yeah. two, quite literally, I have been in that situation and I have like moved my body to make eye contact with them. So yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like speak to me. And I actually found that that really strong approach to quite a very strong male totally gave me more credibility than if I had been meek in that conversation. So I think that if you can find the confidence to say, I know why I'm in this room and I deserve your eye contact, and I'm not calling you out so you're losing face, but rather I am like demanding my seat at the table because I know that I'm the best person for this seat. That has 100% made my career what it is.
The only thing I would say, you know better than I. I agree. I believe you. But I'm saying that you think of the headwind you're fighting against, and there's plenty of other organizations that you wouldn't need to fight as much.
I know, but it's gratifying to fight that fight.
Yeah, but there are a lot of, I'm not an expert on this topic as much as to say the human experience that I felt. If I've seen someone who's just a straight up bigot or someone who's a straight up sexist or a straight up asshole, for lack of a better word, you want to go try and change them? I don't have the energy for it. And they often don't change as fast as you want them to. And meanwhile, there's a whole other world out there of organizations and environments and businesses in Broadway, great organizations on Broadway. And if you look at their leadership teams, they're taking big steps to try to improve it. Those are the environments you attract to. It's like attract to great energy. That's just one step. Again, from a white guy, that's would be my perspective of how I see it. Because in the circles that I sit in, it's most people want to do the right thing. They want to sort of get the right people in the room, not just at the right thing, but it's good for business.
Yeah.
So fighting against someone like this an old school way of thought to me feels like a lost cause sometimes. But
and I will say, like, to your point around surround yourself with good people, the people I surround myself on a day-to-day basis are those people that give me energy to fight the fight that I occasionally have to fight because that's just the rooms I'm in sometimes. But you know, if we go back to thinking about what's our advice to Ellen, I think continue to be a great mentor. Be confident in her own skill set, and how does she share that skill set? Not just luck. It's not just luck. How does she do that more consciously with other people? I think, as you say, create a community that she can also like. I love the idea of like championing. What did you say? Championing the idea versus.
Oh, being the organizer versus the face of the idea.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So that she can maybe think about how she does that. Any other advice?
Yeah. Well, no, I think that's the core of it.
Yeah.
And I think but to your point also, I think that's what I would stick on.
Cool. I'm so glad Ellen asked this question.
That's me too.
Stuck is created by Equilibrium and Situation. It's produced by the fantastic Katie Byrne and Peter Yajicic. Special thank you to Stephanie Connors for always keeping us on track and Mirror Tone Studios for the kind hospitality. In case you're wondering, our theme music is Rockstar by Owen Mulcahy. We'll see you next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.